Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, how are you today? As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we're just fine. If you're in the northeast coast, then you're now experiencing something called cold. The temperature has dropped, and it is definitely chilly outside. However, it is nothing compared to that of our brethren and sistren in the Midwest and the West area who are going through some really, really bad weather when it comes to snow accidents, along with, of course, all of those that are dealing with other natural things like earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes and all of those other things. Which is interesting, because if you think about what I'm talking about, which is in all of the other stuff that people are going through and having to deal with, and some having to deal with not one, not two, not three, not four incidents, but, you know, just incident after incident after incident, it really drives home the fact that we all have reasons to be thankful. Even those of us that are going through some really traumatic times, be it financially, be it that we lost our house, be it that we may have lost a loved one, we also have to remember that we hopefully are still alive. Well, if we're listening, we're definitely alive, but that, you know, chances go round. And, you know, as another famous person said, I don't remember who the actual quote was, but what happens, happens to us all. It's how we respond to what happens that makes the most difference. So, getting to the topic of our show. Today's show is about failure. All it is a word. It's nothing more than a word. It's how you see it. It's how you perceive it. It's what you make out of that word as to whether you failed. You know, if you talk to Les Brown or the late, great Jim Rohn or John Maxwell or, let's say, Michael Roberts, who's a black billionaire. If you ask any of those people what does failure mean to them, you'll get a whole lot different answer than you would from somebody that doesn't have millions. But the interesting thing about it is that these people didn't all have millions. They weren't born rich. You know, daddy didn't give them a $500,000 you know, loan or, you know, front them money. These are people that worked their way up. Now, we all know people that have worked their way up, and we know people that have worked their way up and forgot. We know people who are arrogant. We know people that are ignorant, all of the above. But here's the thing. We can't change them. Who they are is who they have decided to be, just like who you are is who you've decided to be. You know, I heard a really powerful quote, and I really liked it. And the quote was, is that rich people scream. And I thought that was really a powerful quote. And, of course, the person that said it was wealthy. But it just shows you a really big difference set, the mindset of a person that's wealthy and the mindset of a person that's rich. And here's the thing. Some people that are rich and some people that are wealthy aren't necessarily wealthy or rich in a monetary sense, as in money or assets or things. Some people are rich in the fact that they have people that care for them. They have people that miss them. They have people that know that because of them, they're better. They're thankful for the things that have come their way. They're not looking for a reason to point the finger at someone else. So what's that saying? When you point your finger at someone else, there's four fingers pointing back at you. Well, three fingers and one thumb. But either way, these aren't people that are looking to find blame. You know, I've worked for a lot of different companies, organizations, municipalities, all of the above. I've done independent contracting. I've done, you know, contracting, subcontracting. Was a Marine for 22 years, and now I'm a retired Marine. Did law enforcement, done program management, project management, quality stuff, safety, environmental safety, whole bunch of different things. And for a long time, I had the wrong mindset. I thought that if I didn't get to a certain level, or, you know, if I left a certain job or position without reaching a certain level or goal within that company, that I failed. Well, just like Thomas Edison said, now I realized I've never failed. What I've done is I've found thousands upon thousands upon thousands of ways to make myself better. Why is that? Because I was willing to look back at those, we'll say, temporary setbacks, not as defeats, but as things to help position me to the next level. And I'm still working to grow, to develop, and to become more than I am. And I hope that those that are listening to this, whether it's live or during the archives, are also taking that same mindset. You know, they say when you stop learning, you start dying. And it's really true. I mean, I've met people that financially, they're set. They don't have anything to work. They don't have anything that's going to stop them from doing the things that they want to do. Yet the majority of them do nothing. Or those that could be doing great things with their now free time and their excess money are doing stupid stuff with it. Now, don't get me wrong. What you do with your money, what you do with your time is totally up to you. But understand that that clock is ticking. Understand that you have been fortunate. You know, it's always amazing to me the people that have worked a job for 20, 30, 40 years. But in reality, the only thing that they've done in that 20, 30, 40 years or 5 years, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about people that are financially independent or aren't worried about anybody, you know, as far as giving them a dollar, which is another long story because in most cases, most of them are worried because if they retire, they're in some type of a pension fund. If something was happened to their pension fund, they'd be just as broke as a person that doesn't have any money. But anyway, that's a whole other long story. But the interesting thing is that there's all of these things that some of these people could be doing to not only add value to themselves, which they would be doing, clearly, but to add value to other people, to give back to people who may not have, you know, been able to get to work on time enough to stay 20, 30 years at the company, who may have had other types of personal problems or issues that caused them to not be able to be in the same position. So it's really interesting when you think about it because chances go round. You know, it's amazing how you can see a guy that's brilliant and he has absolutely nothing in the sense of money or assets or things, and then you can see another person who is lazy, not that bright, and yet that person is sitting there talking about with their big fat gut that I pay taxes on this, you know, I'm good, you know, I'm retired, and they're acting like a bigwig. But in reality, they're little-minded, and they're not. They're just really not the type of person that I'd want to deal with. And it really doesn't matter whether you'd like to deal with me or not. I'm looking for myself people that add value to me and are willing to let me add value to them. I'm not really looking for people that are trying to hold on by the skin of their teeth because they don't have enough self-respect for themselves or for me or the people that they care about to give it their all, to give that 100%. So today's show is about failure, and it's not really I'm not lecturing. I'm not, you know, trying to give anybody to get me a dissertation on anything. What I'm really trying to say is that success and failure are a mindset. I get stressed just like everybody gets stressed. And sometimes I let it go too far. Sometimes my significant other has to pull my coat and say, hey, you know, you're worried too much about the past or you're worried too much about the future, which means that if I'm doing that, then I'm probably not really concentrating on the present. You know, I'm making up nightmares that haven't happened. I'm setting myself up to fail. If anything that I'm saying in that area is something that actually sounds like things that you're doing, then you, like me, need to reevaluate what you're doing. You need to stop and listen to your wife or your husband and go to them and go, you know what, you're right. My back hurts because I'm stressing out and I shouldn't be. I'm sick because, you know, I'm worried about things that if I'm going to change, then I need to start thinking about the things now and doing the things now to make sure that I not only don't repeat this problem again, but that I sufficiently and proficiently get myself, my family, and those I care about in a better position so that I can be the husband, the father, you know, the uncle, the grandfather, all of those things, the employer, the business person that I need to be so that I can help people. You know, money, ladies and gentlemen, is not the root of all evil. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. Rich people are just people that have, or wealthy people are people who have done the right things as per our society, and in some cases as per the right moral things, not all the time, to be in a position to where they are now financially taken care of. It's just really interesting when you look at people and they talk about their failures and they complain instead of using their failures as a stepping stone to the next level, which means that they never failed. That just means that they found that there was another way that they shouldn't have. Here's another way that they tried that didn't work. Here's another way that they tried that wasn't the right way at the time. You know, they give up. You know, it's in the sales world, they say, you know, nobody ever truly says no. What they're really saying is no right now. That doesn't mean you can't ask them tomorrow or next week or next month or in 6 months from now or a quarter from now. What that means is that today, right now, it may not be the time for them. But don't count them out. So I'm saying to all of you listening, don't count yourself out. Don't count out your relatives. Don't count out the people that care about you. I understand that sometimes we need to distance ourselves from people that are counterproductive to our productive mindset. But I also understand that a lot of times it's also about communication. What we believe we're communicating and what we're actually communicating can be two different things. Your perception and my perception or your reality and my reality, that doesn't make it true. That only makes it true to us. However, we live in a world where you have to constantly be ready to adjust, constantly be ready to reevaluate your situation, constantly understand that things change. I mean, again, in Christopher Columbus's days, they believed that the world was flat. It is clearly a truth now that the world isn't flat. You know, I was reading about a gentleman who was 21 years old and was, you know, very much into mathematics and was trying to figure out an algebraic equation. And he had spent most of his life trying to figure this out. You know, his pen was clearly mightier than his sword. And he fell in love with a young lady who was supposed to be betrothed to a military man. Well, when the military man found out about it, he came back and he challenged the gentleman who was a thinker, not a fighter. And, of course, because of honor, the thinker accepted the challenge. Well, the night before the duel, the gentleman sat all night up until minutes before his duel and was working on these algebraic problems that had been, you know, haunting him forever. And he ended up with 60 pages of notes. Well, he didn't believe that he was going to win the duel, and lo and behold, he didn't. He went out to the duel, and he died. Well, when they came back and they looked at his notes, which, like I said, was over 60 pages, those 60 pages of notes, while he was under the gun or under the crunch or whatever you want to call it, became some of the most famous and most widely used equations today. You know, it's amazing what the mind can do when we decide that we're going to do it or when we've got pressures on us that are just unreal. And I'm not saying find pressures and put yourself under them that are unreal. What I am saying, though, is that whatever it is that you need to do, you can do. You and I just need to go ahead and do it. We need to stop making excuses. We need to stop blaming the world for our missteps or our incorrect data. or our fears or our failures to act and look at what is it that we can do to make not only the world a better place but ourselves better. You know, there's no such thing truly as failure. You only fail when you give up. Let's try that again. There is no such thing as failure. You only fail when you give up. You know, when things seem dark, if you're still fighting, then you'll get there. If you lose everything, you can get it back. All right? But the one thing you have to keep is your faith. You have to keep your belief. You have to keep your determination. You have to keep on keeping on, as my grandfather used to say. You know, that and love that child. You know, it was Frank Ralph Bennett and my father, Ralph Frank Bennett. But anyway, my grandfather and father. You know, they said some really poetic things and some really phenomenal things to me as I was growing up, along with a lot of other people who I credit for the insight that I have today and other people that have affected me. And I'm thankful. Some of them have created my prevention. They've prevented me from being overweight. They've prevented me from stressing out. They've prevented me from, well, most times, they've prevented me from doing something stupid that was going to haunt me for the rest of my life. You know, their interactions have been powerful for me, but I've had to want and choose to accept what they were saying and to think about it. You know, for those of you right now that are listening, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to raise your hand if you work outside the box, all right? For everybody that's listening, if you work outside the box, if you think outside the box, raise your hand, all right? Okay, now, I want to smack you, because guess what? Why were you in a box in the first place? How did you step out of a box? How did you get into a box? You were never in a box. And in order for you to acknowledge that you stepped outside of the box, you had to have been in a box in the first place. And if you were in a box, did you step into a bigger box? And now, because the parameters of that box are just so huge to you, you don't see that you're still in a box. Again, it is all about mindset. It is all about how you take in the information and interpret it. It's not only who teaches it to you, it's how you interpret that information. You know, I love it when I talk to people that have a bachelor's and a master's and a doctorate, and they tell me about how smart they am, and I go, okay, fine. Your doctorate is in psychology. I want you to tell me about nuclear physics right now. Give me a whole little talk on nuclear physics. You can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because your intelligence, your command of a particular subject is in a particular subject. How many subjects are there in the world, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, how many subjects are there in the world that we don't even know exist yet because our consciousness hasn't reached that level? So how can anybody be so pompous as to think because they have a PhD or 20 PhDs that they know something? They know a little bit about a very myopic and periscopic piece. They don't really know as much as they believe that they know. They don't really have as much influence. You know, I had another gentleman I was talking to at a networking event, and he was explaining to me for about 30 minutes about how vast his network was. And I said, well, really, I have a question for you. My question was, who have you shared your network with recently? And he told me, well, not really too many people, because his people are at such a high level that he only, you know, does what he does with them as far as sharing his network on a very limited scale. So I told him, I said, I have a question for you. If I put your hand or your arm or your leg in a cast right now, and I put it in that cast for 6 months and make it so that you can't move or flex that limb because of the cast, when I break the cast in 6 months, 3 months, it doesn't matter. Is your arm as strong as it was before it went in the cast? The person said no. Is your leg as strong as it was before it went in the cast? The person said no. So I said, if you have a large or strong network and you're not sharing or exercising or using that network, how strong is this large network? You know, Dr. Ivan Meisner made a comment that I thought was really powerful. He said that, you know, everybody's talking about the width or the breadth of their network. However, very few people have networks that roots go deep. So if a strong wind comes, your network or your tree falls over. Why? Because its roots aren't deep. They're just wide. So there's no stability in it. And that's really huge. You know, I listen to people that talk about how they can help you with your marketing or help you with your business or help you to write your book or help you by sharing some message out there. Then before it's over, they're trying to sell me a product. They're trying to push something at me. These aren't people that are truly being of service. These are salesmen, okay? And I don't care how they put it, they're not really trying to help me. They're trying to help themselves. You know, Zig Ziglar, God rest his soul, who recently passed, Zig said, if you want everything that you want, help everybody get what they want. Fine. Zurian on the Zurian Show may not be a billionaire or a multimillionaire today, but guess what? I'm going to find those people that want quality. I'm going to find those people that are loyal. I'm going to find those people that do want to improve. I'm going to find those people that do want value. And you know why? Because those people are also going to find me. And by us working together, the wealth that we're going to amass on more levels than money, on more levels than things, is going to be huge. Are we going to have what they would call failures? Of course we are. But for each of those things that don't work, we're going to be richer for it because we are going to learn from it. So, there is no such thing as failure, ladies and gentlemen. It is just a word. It's how you believe it and how you perceive it. The word failure is all that, just a word. Many people feel that they have failed at some point in their lives. However, again, you haven't failed until you give up. The question is, what point is that statement of true belief? When do you truly believe that you failed? Or are you just giving up and then making an excuse? Mindset is hugely important. If anyone was to read my books on positive self-defense, be it positive self-defense for men, for women, for seniors, for churches and religious organizations, for motorcycle riders, for business, you would see that I'm talking about the most important thing in all of those, is mindset. If you continuously are victimized, why is that? Because your mindset is that of a victim, all right? If you're constantly failing in business, it's because your mindset is that of a failure in business. You're not learning. You're listening to other people that have already failed, all right? You're not bringing in that one thing that makes what you're doing special, and that one thing is because you're doing it, and you're doing it in a way that is you, not anybody else. You can read all of the business books, all of the leadership books, all of the self-help books you want, but the one thing that you can't change in the equation is you. You have to be you. You have to put your best foot forward. I'm not saying don't listen to all of these other people in the sense of people that have useful information. But what I'm saying is the things that will work for you and that work are the things that you need to implement in your you, in your original style, to do the things that you want to do. So, with that said, what is it that you want to do? You know, it's far better to dare to be mighty and do things and win gloriously or to lose gloriously than to not try, than to not put your best foot forward. You know, you can listen to a babbling hyena that's got a 5,000 things to say but give you absolutely no comfort, or they give you this motivational speech, but that motivational speech doesn't put you on the right track. It just gets you hyped up. Or they want to offer you a whole bunch of gimmies and free stuff and tell you who they know and how they know them. But is that person going to work with you? Is what they're giving you something of real value? Now, don't get me wrong. Everything has a value. My question is, does it have a value that will translate into a value for you and for what you want to do? Are you surrounded by yes men and yes women, or are you surrounded by people that are going to add to you and your abilities, people that offer more than they're taking? Are you working on a win-win? Well, there's really no such thing as win-win. Are you working on a they-win prospect, looking for that person that wants to be reciprocal? Or are you looking for a bean counter relationship? Well, if you do 20, I'll do 20. Well, if you do 10, I'll do 10. Well, if you do 30, I'll do 30. Well, if you give 50%, I'll give 50%. If you give 100%, then, you know, I'll think about giving 100%. Plus that, what's your perception of that 100%? Is your perception of 100% 100% to the other person that's listening to you, that you're working with, in your relationships, in your money management, in your handling of different things, in your dealing with chores. You know, it's amazing how many people, and I say this quite often, how many people blame their fathers, their mothers, their grandparents, and all of these other people for their faults when those people are gone or those people were doing the best that they could with what they had. You know, my dad wasn't really an emotional person. He wasn't. So, in fact, I'm not an emotional person. So what do I have to do? I have to look really hard, and I have to work really hard to make sure that I don't repeat that error, because I know what that error he made did to me. So I don't want to carry that legacy on. You know, it's amazing how many people tell me, well, my dad was big, my father, my mom was big, my grandmother was big, and then they're big. You're big because you've made up your mind to be big. You're out of shape because you made up your mind to be out of shape. Now, don't get me wrong. I do understand that there are some people that because of their body chemistry, it's a little harder for them. But guess what? You could also choose to go a whole nother way. And yes, it may take you more work than the person down the street, but you're not the person down the street. You are unique. You're a classic. You are the snowflake. No snowflake is the same. But every snowflake that hits the ground eventually melts. All right? So you need to be the most beautiful and most amazing snowflake that you can be and enjoy the time that you are in the air, that you are taking flight, because when you hit the ground, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if you're going to be run over by a truck or stepped on by a child or peed on by a dog. I don't know. But what I do know is that if it's meant to be, it's up to you. If you really want success, then you need to find people that are going to help you get to success without gutting you, without nickel and diming you. You also need to understand that you have to surround yourself with people of character, not characters. Most people say they are people of character, and they are characters. What was the saying? You know, I believe it was Les Brown and a bunch of other people who have said that, you know, they can tell your income by the five people you hang out with. Well, I'm clearly broke because I don't really hang out with anybody. But the people I do hang out with on an intellectual level by reading their books, listening to their tapes, listening to their CDs, going to seminars, taking courses, are people that have realized that there's greatness within them, and they're not only willing to share that greatness, but these people are my mentors. These are the great minds that I walk with. These are the great minds that I sleep with. These are the great minds that I wake up to and wake up with. These are the people that help me to do the things that I do. You know, I have to say, Seth Godin has truly been an inspiration. Why? Because he's another person that's really sharing a very simple message. That simple message is, you're unique. And if you look at Seth, Seth is unique. But all Seth is really telling you is what you already know. It's just not what you really believe, and it's not what you actually will go and apply. We all have a special gift. Through this show, the Zurian Show, I'm expressing one of my gifts. Is it the only gift I have? It's probably not the only gift. However, it is a gift that I am sharing with you. And for those of you that see value in this gift, I hope that it does for you what I would like it to do, which is to help you find success. I hope that you will reach out to me and share with me how I can help you, and in turn how we can help each other, and how we can all be wealthy, and how we can all live the lives of our dreams and do the things that we want to do for the people that we love and care for. Again, that rich guy down the street, he's not going to do what you would do. However, you need to get to his level so that you can do those certain things. And I'm just talking about on a financial side. If you've already got the morals and you don't have the money, then guess what? You're still useless to that person that you can't help because you're not in the position. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the Zurian Show, and I hope that this finds you and yours in the best of happiness, good spirits, and as always, we wish you much success. Again, share the show with anybody and everybody that you think will get value from it and will gain benefit from listening to the show. And please follow us. In the upper left-hand corner of the show, you can click follow. It doesn't cost anything to follow. And once you follow, then you'll hear about different shows that come up and all of that. For some people, it's as simple as just filling out a simple profile, and that can be as simple as you want it to be. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be good, be your best, and we wish you every success. Take care.